with my nose in it since the whole thing began.
A 40-year-old man so concerned about your rights, he fought for you to buy beer on Sundays. God bless him.
First step in solving any problem is recognizing there is one.
Taking your calls from a 404 number, it's The Sully Show, live on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
Cluster Fest this weekend. You are getting dangerously close to saying something else. I'm keeping my finger on this button over here.
Well, thank you. It's good to guard our employment.
Yes.
With that finger on that dump button over there. But Cluster Fest this weekend in Atlanta includes Dragon Con. Of course, a couple of big college football games taking place. And then, of course, over in Athens, Clemson and Georgia will do battle. So a lot going on. And, of course, the races down at Atlanta Motor Speedway will be down there on Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. Southern Race Week will be live down there tomorrow. We'll be live down there on Sunday afternoon from 4 to 6:30. But one of the great things that you have the option of doing this week, if you choose, is just reclining on the couch and taking in some of the really competitive and awesome tennis that is going on during the U.S. Open, which is in its fifth day right now. And on the phone with us is Rick Limpert, a sports reporter for Yahoo and a regular contributor to Talk Radio 640 WGST, but also All-American at USC and a professional tennis player herself. They have co-written a book together called The Invaluable Experience. Danielle Lau joining us from California. Danielle, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Well, tell us first, give us a little snapshot of the book. It's a lot about you, isn't it?
Actually, it's a few of my experiences that I went through at USC, but really I think it served as a voice for all college athletes who, you know, they come to college and they come for a great reason, and when they leave, they say it's the greatest experience of their life. So, it has a couple stories, a lot of stories about me, but I think it's got a lot of parallels with a lot of people, too.
Ah, Danielle, well, you're very modest. I like you already. with us on Talk Radio 640 WGST. Again, the book is called The Invaluable Experience, co-written between Danielle and Rick Limpert. Danielle, before we get to Rick here, let's just get a little first couple of thoughts here about the first 5 days of this exciting tennis tournament that's going on.
Oh, no, I've been watching every single night, and a lot of great upsets and a lot of inspiring performances. Maybe not by the big names because they always perform real well, but I've seen a little bit of Cece Bellis and Nicole Gibbs doing really well. Cece quite young, but Nicole that I actually know. It's been an exciting event so far.
Little by little, Rick, the U.S. Open has really worked its way into becoming an event that is able to showcase a lot of different things. I noticed that there are bands now that schedule performances. The U.S. Open has recognized that they have a platform and an audience that can showcase other types of entertainment in the middle of the tennis that's going on. It's really grown quite well here.
Well, like any sport, though, Sully, they've had to add things to make it more appealing to a bigger audience, just like the Super Bowl. And having a big act at halftime in the tennis, in the week leading up to the U.S. Open, they have cooking competitions and, like you said, bands and parties. And the U.S. Open is the biggest tennis event in this country. And although tennis is a kind of a niche sport, it's got a lot of history. And Atlanta here is, tennis is huge. So the people that like tennis really soak it all up.
You co-wrote the book with Danielle. It's called The Invaluable Experience. She was very modest in her answer as to what the book is all about. How would you describe the stories in the book?
Well, I won't be as modest. It should be a must-read for anyone that's thinking of playing sports in college or even people that are playing sports as kids. It's really got Danielle tells a lot of good stories, everything from information about being recruited and getting along with your coaches and teammates and involving your parents in the whole process. So it really covers a lot of ground. And what we found out, it's not just about tennis. It really resonates with the people in any sport from this country and other countries. The book's for sale and, on Amazon in, more than 100 countries. So I think that Danielle is modest and, it's something that I'm proud of to work with her and know her, and she should be real proud of as well. I know she is.
Danielle, as a professional tennis player, again, an All-American at USC, a lot of the names that you're seeing on the board here at the U.S. Open are people who you've competed against. Who have you competed against that you're excited to watch in this year's tournament?
Well, I've actually played Nicole Gibbs quite a few times. Trying to think about who else I've played. Asia Mohammed in the qualifying rounds, I've played her. There are a couple names I really do recognize, and quite a few for me to just, you know, come up with all of them on the spot, but those are the ones that stick out.
This is one of the majors in tennis, and much like the majors perhaps in golf, this really brings an enormous amount of people to the television to watch these events, maybe that they wouldn't otherwise normally consume during the year. How exciting must it be for these athletes to be playing on such a big stage, knowing that they have such an audience watching at home?
I think it's incredible, actually. I'm pretty sure they're blown away themselves. I don't think the feeling ever gets old, no matter how many slams you play, especially at the U.S. Open. I actually visited the site a couple of times during my college career, the Billie Jean King Tennis Center, and, you know, just the event wasn't even going on, but just standing on Arthur Ashe, you just feel, you know, these chills, because so many athletes, so many of your heroes before you had so many great moments on that stage, and, you know, I think that alone is really exciting for anyone playing the event.
Well, it's going on through September the 8th. It is day 5 of a 15-day tournament. Danielle Lau, a professional player and All-American at USC, on with Rick Limpert. Thank you guys so much for joining us. The book, again, is called The Invaluable Experience. I know that you guys will be tuned in watching some of the U.S. Open, as will we be here at Talk Radio 640 WGST. Thank you guys so much, okay?
Great. Thanks for having us.
All right, thanks. Rick Limpert and Danielle Lau on Talk Radio 640 WGST. It is New Month Eve. 1 month ago, we talked to Rob Scott and said that we would be